Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Now, you may not recognize me today because I'm wearing my Boy Scout uniform. And I'm doing that for a reason, because I want to use it to share some insights about the upcoming Easter season and hopefully prepare you for what I consider one of the greatest days in the history of mankind. Let me tell you just a couple of reasons why I'm involved in scouting. I am an adult scout leader. I was not a Boy Scout growing up, but I'm a leader now, and some of the things that I wear on my uniform indicate that I've been highly trained. In fact, I have the highest level of training that you can get as an adult leader in the Boy Scouting program. And here's the reason I do that. I think it's one of the best forms of discipleship for a young man that I know of. It's a wonderful program to help the boy learn many values and skills that will go with him for the rest of his life. So the boy has to study his book, then he has to be tested and evaluated, and then he's expected to advance in rank, to know what's in his book, and be able to apply that in his life when it's necessary. So the scouting motto is to be prepared. And in some ways, if you think about it, that's exactly what we're supposed to do as Christians, to study our book, to apply it, to be evaluated, to be tested, to know if we really have embraced those truths, and then to be ready to apply it in real life. Now, the reason I have my uniform on today is just last night, we had what's called a court of honor in our program, where we bring the boys who've advanced in rank forward and we honor them as they progress through the program. And it's a wonderful time. It's a time of celebration. But we also use it as a time to teach and to demonstrate something very important to these young men. So here's what we did. I met a man, a young Eagle Scout, he's 18 years old, named Jonathan Bennett. He lives in Athens, Georgia. And just a couple of weeks ago, he received the highest award, the highest level of recognition in all of scouting. He received the life-saving award with crossed palms. And what that means is you cannot get a higher degree of recognition or honor in all of scouting. And that's because of what he had done. He saved three lives in a terrible car accident. And he put his own life at risk. He got up and told his story. And it was just amazing. He was sitting in the back seat of a car with a total of four young people. And early morning, with really no explanation, the driver sort of lost control, went off the road, tried to correct, and when the driver corrected, the car started rolling down the highway. And Jonathan was unharmed, but the other three were. And he got out of the car and then went back inside of it. It's sitting upside down on the highway. It's in danger of exploding into flames or rolling over on him. And he administered first aid and saved the life of three people. One person had her scalp almost entirely removed, a severe head wound, was in danger of bleeding to death. Another one had a partially severed hand. It was a terrible accident. But the medics who came on the scene, it took them 10 minutes to arrive, said, "Jonathan, your skills helped save the life of these three young people." Now, this award was implemented or instituted in 1934, and less than 150 people have received the level of recognition that Jonathan received. And he was right here in our area. And so the boys were just thrilled with meeting this young man who actually applied in real life what he was trained to do. And in many ways, I think of the church. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be prepared, not just to learn the material and to wear our uniform and to look like Christians on the outside. Because Jonathan wasn't even in his uniform. His training had been internalized, and when it was time, he was able to use it to save lives. And as much as I love scouting, listen, I think it's a wonderful program. And we do it a little differently in the troop I'm involved in. We mix Christian teaching in the process. Because here's the big distinction. Scouting does not provide the same things that we have as Christians. It can't even compare. In fact, if you lay them side by side, as much as there's some correlations in my story, if you lay them side by side, there's no comparison. And here's why. Scouting does not provide a redeemer. Scouting does not provide a resurrected Savior. One who can not only give you the instructions to follow, but who can save your soul and to put His truth inside of you and by His Holy Spirit come to dwell in you to be the living Word, not just the written Word. And so I think that scouting is great, and I'm involved in it because it's a wonderful process, but it falls short of what we have as believers in Christ. So as we prepare for Easter, let me read these words to you. Paul wrote these in 1 Corinthians 15. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we're to be pitied more than all men. You see, scouting doesn't offer any hope for the life to come. Only Christianity offers the hope of eternal life, of salvation and presence with the Lord. And as good as it is to know these skills and to be able to use them like Jonathan did to save other people, if that's all we had, Paul said, we're to be pitied because there's far more to it. And that's the excitement of Easter. And he goes on to explain why it's so exciting. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Think about that. I was thinking as Jonathan was speaking last night, he saved them from dying. But Christ saves us after we're dead. In fact, we're born dead. And Christ makes us alive. Can you imagine what it would have been like if Jonathan had said, the three people died in the car wreck, and I went and brought them back to life? Of course, that would be sensational. But that's exactly the news of Easter. Unbelievable. Defies all human laws. All scientific properties and principles are thrown out the window because a dead man came out of the grave. A dead man. Paul said, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In other words, he's the spring flower that gives hope to all the other seeds that have been put in the ground. The very first one to come up out of the grave. He signifies the hope that we all have. Don't you have others who have fallen asleep in Christ and you wonder, when will that day come that we'll be reunited? The deposit, the assurance, the hope that you have is to look at Christ. He is the very first fruit. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. In other words, there's an order to it. And then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he's destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Paul goes on to write in 1 Corinthians 15, if the dead are not raised, in other words, if this is all bogus, if this is a hoax, if it isn't true, then here's his advice. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Go ahead and live your own life. Be happy. Forget about serving the Lord. Just go do your own thing, for it's all going to be over. But you know, the hope is, and the promise is, that the dead do come back to life. That Jesus conquered death. He's the first fruits. And we too will be raised with him. So here's my point. Easter's coming. And I'd like you to think about not getting dressed up and wearing your Easter uniform like I'm wearing a uniform today. Don't put on the externals of the faith. Don't go to church simply to be there to say you showed up on Sunday. Rejoice and worship the first fruits. The first fruits of the one who conquered death, who is alive, and gives us far more than a book to follow and a training manual and a purpose on earth, but who gives us the eternal, everlasting joy to know that we will never be separated from him. So as we prepare for this upcoming Easter season, my prayer is that this one is different, that this one causes you to pause, to look at the flowers, to look at the buds, to look at the beautiful springtime, the freshness and the energy that comes as all of nature cries out, He is risen. Worship the risen Lord. Be joyful. Let your heart overflow with worship and praise. We serve a mighty God. We have the promises that separate Christianity from all other human enterprises. I want to wish you a happy Easter. And from all of us here at Money Life, it's a pleasure to serve you. May God bless you.